Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Sat7 broadcasts gospel hope amid the unfolding conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, then the next vice president for global ministry at A3. But first, after Israeli strikes at Hezbollah targets in Lebanon earlier this week, Israel troops are preparing for a possible ground offensive into southern Lebanon. More than 90,000 Lebanese have been displaced from the south. Sat7 has a studio in Beirut, and Joe Willey with Sat7 USA says,
"The executive director of Sat7 Lebanon, as well as the CEO of Sat7, both grew up in the Lebanese Civil War. And so what they are seeing now that they are in their older years, now they're seeing young children who are going through a similar situation. I think what is heartbreaking is because the desire is, instead of young children growing up and understanding warfare, we really at Sat7 want these young people who are the next generation of leaders, want them to know the gospel."
One third of Lebanese people are Christian. Most of the rest are Muslim. Pray with fellow believers for peace.
We have so many brothers and sisters in Christ in not only Lebanon, but the Middle East and North Africa that I think sometimes they're just forgotten because that's not the predominant religion. But they are there and they suffer and they keep praying, and it's important that we pray with them.
Meanwhile, Lausanne 4 in South Korea isn't the only landmark international gathering this week. The annual United Nations General Assembly began Sunday in New York City with more than 140 world leaders in attendance. Both Congresses have called for unity, collaboration, and action to solve global challenges. However, their perspectives are utterly different. Daryl Templeton with Megavoice notes,
"The atmosphere of the delegates here at Lausanne versus at least what we see reported in the news and the atmosphere of the UN. The focus of despair, war, chaos, and tragedy versus looking at what can we do as a body for the furtherance of the kingdom of God."
There's no blind optimism at Lausanne 4. World crises are realities.
We are mindful of those tragedies, but when it is brought up with, what are we doing to support our brothers and sisters?
But their goal is Jesus himself, not human ingenuity.
To have the light of Christ providing hope for not only this generation, but for the future is the big contrasting difference. I have heard it said, you know, people can live 30 days without food, 3 days without water, but only 3 seconds without hope.
There's a lot more to learn. Find your place in the story in the full report online.
God's kingdom is on the move. It's not all the bad news.
And finally, still on the ground at the 4th Lausanne Congress this week, MNN's Ruth Kramer connected with A3's new vice president for global ministry, J. Karen Emmanuel. His new role starts next week as A3 continues to expand ministry beyond their Asian roots, first as Asian Access and then A2. Emmanuel says,
"Now the scope is global. And so that really excites me because I'm going to be part of this adventure of taking what God has been doing so powerfully in the last 5 decades in Asia to the rest of the world."
Lausanne 4 offers ministries like A3 a platform to collaborate for greater gospel impact.
That's the hope of Lausanne, I think, that virtual relationships will continue. So what's really going to make us stick is deep relationships and friendships and the mutual respect for what God is doing in each other's lives and contexts.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
In my weakness, his strength will be made perfect. So you can be praying that as I step into this role, that the grace of the Lord will be abundantly resting on me to do what I can't do in the natural. I don't want to lean on my own past experiences, but I want to just receive what the Lord has in a fresh way to empower me for the task that he has called me to do.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.